Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Arlie Tarbert. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Bradley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Herb Bradley. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ossie Orwell. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Ossie Orwell. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead takes first base on ball four. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Hauser moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hauser scores. Cochran moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hale reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aussie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-1 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-1 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tarbert. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miller is hit by the pitch. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan strikes out. Two outs. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Tarbert hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 0. the Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Boley reaches second base with a double. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Orwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orwell moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Tarbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Orwell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Athletics. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speaker. The throw from Hoffman and he is safe. Speaker steals second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Herb Bradley. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Ruffing reaches second base with a double. Rothrock goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Athletics. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruffing moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel strikes out. 2 outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Wilson now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Tarbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller scores. Hale moves to second. It's 7-1, Athletics. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Orwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. Boley moves to third. It's 8-1, Athletics. Cliff Garrison now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boley tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Tarbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Tarbert takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Heving now catching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Speaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hauser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Tarbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball towards center. Flagstead catches it and throws to second to double up Miller. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Flagstead scores. It's 11-2, Athletics. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Orwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tarbert, who is chasing the ball. Orwell reaches third base with a triple. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tarbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Reagan moves to second. It's 11-3, Athletics. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rothrock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reagan scores. Tarbert moves to third. It's 11-4, Athletics. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cochran for a passed ball. Tarbert scores. Rothrock moves to second. It's 11-5, Athletics. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Cliff Garrison. Ike Powers now pitching. Phil Toth pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Rothrock tags and moves to third. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Heving moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rothrock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-6, Athletics. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Slim Harris now pitching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rothrock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. Speaker moves to second. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tarbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.